evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. You radiate, and you don't necessarily radiate by design. Me either. Sometimes we have to help it along, really raise our field and frequency. Now, you know, I have some questions of you all tonight. This is a call-in show. This is a call-in show where you do some work on yourself, and hopefully my guides and angels, who are an amazing group of beings of many, many levels, many dimensions, will help you guide your own radiances to a higher and higher level so you can manifest, and so can I. Because the higher our fields get, yours and mine, the more you radiate and the more I radiate, the more we're in what's called a coherent field, and all of our manifestations get a lot better. Anyway, I sent out a flyer, and the flyer didn't go out. Talk about manifesting. The flyer didn't go out till after my Paradigm Shifter show, so I'm probably going to run that same show next week. But my point is here that I also wrote that I might drop Radiance by Design. Now, my reason for that is because you guys haven't been calling in, and I really don't know if this is a show that really reaches you. It was my intention so many years, 2007, when I started it with the great help of Dawn and Seth and the great people at BBS Radio. I wanted to reach up vibrationally and give you an opportunity to call in and ask questions for free and to maybe learn some energy and some meditation. And I wanted it to be fun for me because I really love to do radio, and I wanted it to be fun for you. But I wanted you also to be able to feel shifted and a hit of energy and participate in the unfolding frequencies that have been promised when we were promised the shift in 2012. I think it's kind of happening, but my understanding of it is it's happening as it rises up through many, many individuals, sometimes not apparently. But then when enough individuals have a higher frequency energy, then it's actually going to shift the lay of the land in a collective way, isn't it? But one of the things I realized many years ago is I thought, well, because I did some radio well before BBS. When I lived in Tucson before the turn of the big millennium, we did the Energy Spot, and I was really wanting to have call-ins. I even had somebody on that show that I ran for a year call in who was actually dying, and that person called and shared with us the kind of experiences they were having and some of the wisdom, and then we worked with the guides with them. It's been a very, very interesting assortment of people with their situations. There weren't a lot of consciousness radio shows online or even on AM stations. Yet, even in 2007 when I started. But it's interesting because now there's a bazillion. Everyone's got a radio show. And my feeling that is twofold. One, oh, gee, I wanted to have a radio show that really grew big. And two, now there's a bazillion other people doing it. But the major point is I wanted to radiate out there and infuse the collective with higher frequency energy. And now there's so many people doing it. Part of me goes, woohoo, means we're really making a difference. The frequency will be rising, and media itself can change the mind even of the collective, let alone of just one or two people. So my question for you tonight is, how about calling in and telling me what you think about Radiance by Design? Does this show serve you at all? Is there any way it helps you out? One of my wonderful friends suggested that perhaps the meditation that I do is too complex for people and you guys don't like it. Some people I know like the Galactic Healing Center. Some people say it's way too intense. So maybe I'll change the style of meditation, shorten it, make it much smaller. But as far as your calls go, I really want to offer you the opportunity to call in and ask questions about your life, talk about your soul journey, your dharma, how we can energize you, make you happier, make you more powerful, how we can shift the frequencies So you radiate out and actually manifest more and more consistently. How can we help your children? How can we help your well-being? You see what I mean? We can do a lot of things with energy. I'm not promising going to the moon quite yet, but it's so wonderful to work with you. I get excited, and some of you get excited. But it just doesn't happen lately, so I figure you're not listening, or I'm not serving right, or something. So I really want you to call in and share your opinions of Radiant by Design and what you would rather hear on this show, or how you would rather experience my gift, my donation to you online, or online. So let's just do a let's do one of those sound meditations that's really easy, but I want you to be able to vibrate like mad and raise your fields and frequency. It'll be much shorter than my longer galactic healing meditation today. But I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things, which are we're going to call in first the high frequency beings of light and truth and consciousness and love. We're going to call them in and have them radiate into all through your body, mind. Let's call in the beings of light and have them radiate in and around all of us, so we're in kind of like a big vibrational kingdom or stadium or something, right? Okay, I want you to call that in. And now we're going to make some sounds that go through each of the chakras. Remember, your chakras are energy centers. I want you to focus in the base of your spine, and with the help of your guides and angels, I want you to make the sound in the base of the spine. It's red. And some of you are going to have a lot of gold in there, and maybe some other colors too, so don't freak. But when the sound and the color are full of lumps and blobs, you know that you've got some clearing to do. So you sound until it clears. And then we'll move to the orange, then the yellow, the green, the blue, indigo, and violet. It's not going to take very long. We're going to make each sound, each chakra, three times. Ready? Focus on the base of your spine, and the color is deep red. Ah, a sound that's really earthy and guttural. Ah, remember, that's your base animal instinct, and that's your lineage, and your I think of it as very, very creative as well. It's kind of the lust for being a powerful, creative animal. Now take a deep breath and move to the orange chakra, and we're going to make a sound a tone, and it goes like this. Remember the orange chakra, the belly area, is everything left over, whether it's karma, sexuality, coming out of your mom's belly area, anything that you have left over, including hamburger. We're going to sound into it and have the sound go round and round in a circle in your belly. And the sound is, ooh, let's sing it. Ooh. Again. Ooh. Ooh. Good. And you know, when I did it this time, my arms really buzzed, and there's something to do with my subconscious karma, everything left over, and the way I reach and receive whatever it is I want in life, including love. So I'm going, oh, I'm going to pay attention to that. So if you get a buzzing somewhere else in your body, it's not because you're wrong. It's because your body's telling you something about programming and where you've stored things. Let's move to our solar plexus, the yellow part. And it's yellow like the sun. It's your personal power center. It's the area where you record things that thwart your personal power center, like defense, fear of other people, hiding yourself, and so on, or radiating your true nature into the world. So that yellow, it's very important to brighten it up, and the sound is, oh, are you ready? Oh. 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 Good work. Now look at you. Several of you have really dark patches in there. Ideally, you keep O-ing and making sound with breath, following it through, cleaning out that. Because that's just old defenses, losses, the kind of things that interfere with you being powerful. Move into your heart chakra. Now remember, this is the area of love, inspiration, aspiration, creation, love, depression, sadness, loss, right? And love, unconditional love. And it's green, and the sound is, ah, let's sing it so it's easier to sustain. And fill all your chest, not just this little section, the whole chest, fill it with green light as you breathe your sound. Ah, it's the sound of inspiration. Ah. 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 Good work. Now move your attention into your throat, and that's where you synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going as a soul, as a being. Okay, and it's blue. Remember, your neck is consciousness of self, and this little chakra, which is right down by the thyroid, is a tiny wee gateway to wisdom. So your light are going to spiral up from the red, orange, yellow, from your activities in the world and how you're cultivating wisdom. They spiral from the other chakras and the other organs in your whole body, which is the library, and they swirl and whirl and squeeze their way through this throat chakra. So you're literally wringing wisdom out of your life experiences, and then your words carry your expression into the world. So when you're stuck for words or when you keep getting choked up, that's an interesting line, isn't it? Get choked up. It means your expression is being blocked, probably by fear, shyness, habit, lineage. It doesn't matter. What you want to do is focus into your throat and open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So it's not like that. It's like that. And I want you to sing into it. And the sound is, air, like everything, anyone, okay? Move it around if it's too tight. Now, as you do that, you might find other parts of your body talking to you. I want you to do it one more time, and with that blue sound, have it go up and down your eustachian tubes and opening your ears. I see somebody wanting to cry when you do that. It's because your ear has been plugged, especially on the right side there. Now move your attention to your third eye, and it's deep indigo. And the sound is eh for indigo, eh for intuition. go way in behind your brow, and it's a deep, deep purple. I think of it as a navy purple. The second of your wisdom chakras, again. Excuse me. And now the top of your head is violet, and it brings in God, guides, angels, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. I always think it's a really great access point for multidimensional activity, which if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm always after that. And now let's call in from the great central sun. The final thing we're going to do, I know there are more chakras. We just do the basics. Get ourselves all brushed up to be a vibrational being of light. You download into your body. Second, first you are working in your vibrational field. So reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and bring down from the universe's wonderful golden light. Because there's a lot of new frequencies coming in, aren't there? Bring down the wonderful golden light, have it come in through the top of your head, run through your body, through your spine especially, all the way down through your body, electrifying. It's an electrifying, subtly, beautifully electrifying light that can trigger our own evolution and release of old programs. Have it move down through your spine and go down into the core of the earth. And then have it pop back up and hit the base of your spine and surge way up your spine, all the way back out into the great central sun. Now here we all are. Like I'm saying, there's so much going on the planet. But I really believe this. I see it in so many people. There's kindness. There are new ways of understanding each other. There are new frequencies coming. And you could say they're coming from the technology as well. But they're coming in from the universes as well. And those are just like acupuncture energies. I'm saying that because as you bring them in, they literally prod some of the denser parts of your being. And by prodding the denser parts of your being, release blocks against some of your growth and some of your potential. And I remember Peter Calhoun used to say that he saw everybody. He had this great vision. Peter Calhoun was a shaman priest who unfortunately passed, or unfortunately for us, passed, I think, in July. But he said when he was on the show with me on Paradigm Shifters, he said he'd had this vision that there was some kind of skin around the world, and then people were all walking around stooped underneath it. But he was so adamant that we're the most amazingly powerful people. We're amazingly powerful critters. And learning to work with frequencies is a great way for you to move past whatever the limitations are, to break through, to pierce the kinds of veils that are maybe holding us. And I'd like you to call in and tell me what's going on with you. I really want you to, and let me know if you want to continue with this show or do you want it to be changed somehow. I really want a market survey today. Anyway, let's go back to frequencies. Yay. Okay, we've got a caller. Jaya, good evening, darling. How are you?
Hi. I love that. I love that. You used to do that on the radio in the old days.
Thank you. Well, I'm the old person, so I guess. Thank you. How are you?
Uh-oh, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Is this better?
Oh, now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. So how are you doing? You've just lost someone, have you?
I did, and yeah, it's I feel it really strongly. I feel it was kind of sudden and unexpected.
Yeah, did she, so you didn't know she was going to leave at that point? She's older, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing her as a woman who's made a tremendous difference, Jaya. She's not alert and speaking to us right now, almost as if she's absolutely resting.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean comatose, hiding. She's just peacefully resting right now.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be awake. I'm watching down the road there. She's going to be waking up, and she's going to be in touch because she has a lot to share and a lot to say, but she needed a rest. Do you understand that?
I do, yeah.
She spent a lot of her life growing, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very on the evolutionary path, yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing her being protected by beings at this time, not necessarily worked with, just protected, because she wants
uh-huh.
to rest, and she seems to have a nice mm-hmm. smile on her sleeping face. That's how she looks to me right now.
Uh-huh, good. And so have I made a proper disconnect?
Not yet, because I feel is that you're kind of waiting for her connection. Do you know that? But the guys are saying that you waiting is a connection, if you know what I mean. But if you can
uh-huh.
really disconnect, then it'll be easy. When she's ready, she'll be in touch. Partly because that's
uh-huh.
her dharma. Her dharma is to show her developments. Whatever phase she's in, she's always trying to show what the developments are. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was she funny?
Yeah.
She's lovely, and she's quite happy. And
yeah.
you helped her a
yeah.
lot. That her, she has a very precious, she's got a little team of guides around her, and one of them is an old, old feminine presence. And she's saying, she's got her head over over your friend here, and yet she's looking back at you saying, you've helped my friend a lot. You helped her a lot. She
okay.
loved you, Jai. She loved you a lot.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, it was, I think we were old friends, old soul friends.
I think that's very, very true. And the friend that's, you understand that somebody who's looking after her who's saying, you helped her a lot. What a lot of noise
uh-huh.
is here today. Good grief. I'm glad for her because she looks all, you know, we're vibrational. I was talking about being vibrational first and foremost, and she has this rosy color all over her. It's very beautiful. And it tells me she's in a state of harmony.
What color?
Rose color.
Oh, rose color.
Mm-hmm. And it's all over her chest, which tells me it's about love and
uh-huh.
peace and harmony. And there's a lot of white coming, but I'm getting the message that she's going to be talking to a number of people, including you, over the next couple of weeks.
Uh-huh, great.
But you're tired. You need to make sure it's not only her, but there are several people that you need to disconnect from. Were a lot of people visiting her?
Yes.
And part of the deal is that you have been kind of depleted at times.
I've been pushing my body to keep up, yeah.
Are you doing calisthenics too? I'm teasing you here.
I'm trying to do Qigong, but I'd like to get my energy back.
Well, honey, I think it's getting better than it was.
And so this is a big transition for me. So is there a next step you see for me?
I do, actually. One moment. It's the same job of homemaker, right?
Homemaker?
What was it you did with her? Did you not go visit her home and help her?
Oh, yeah, caregiver, they call it.
Oh, okay. Caregiver, sorry. Because I see another one coming. Oh, dear. I want you to do some visualizations and manifest, because there's one coming that you may not like at all. And then there's, right after that, there's another very sweet situation where you help and serve and learn a great deal from a woman who's quite different than this other one, but has a lot to teach you. And so when I see it that way, Jaya, can you manifest a little bit better? Because one coming up, I don't think you're going to like at all. And I'm saying to the universe, well, let's change that.
I'm feeling like I really don't want to do this anymore. I feel like I was doing it just to meet her, and I'm done. I don't want to keep doing this. It's actually hard for me.
What would you prefer to do? This is the question. What can you do? Besides, you're teaching meditation. That is going okay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going good. I need another way of supporting myself, a different way.
One moment. Okay, so, there is something for you that is more like it's in a, but you don't make very much money. This is the thing. There's
it's
one more. It's in a shop. There's one in a shop that you might consider, and it's through people that you know, and it's the kind of a shop that sells. I guess it's high end. It's a shop that sells high end things, like some kind of. I think there's jewels. Maybe they're crystals, but it looks like a broad spectrum of more jewelry and stuff. And you look like you're given an opportunity to work there. There's another opportunity, but it's more of an office job. And my preference would be the shop where you can actually serve people in a different way. Mm-hmm. I think sitting at a desk would be really crazy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a job with a man who, I want to say, he's not a bad man, but he's not very conscious. And if you were doing administrative work for him, you would get pretty depressed, because he puts pressure on you and he's kind of anxious and you're stuck at a desk and it would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? For your nature, a lot of people at home, if you have a growing sensitivity and you're working with frequencies and you really want to raise your field and frequency to evolve, it would be very difficult to go into an office, be stuck at a desk and under the tutelage of someone who's not very high frequency. It doesn't mean that person's horrible. It means they're living in a different reality. So I want to say to you, in both cases, whether you did home care or whether you just did another kind of job, the first one seems to be kind of ucky. So I want to say, let's talk about what you would like to do and what kind of a job you'd like to have. Because you can make a choice now. If we back up and really feel ourselves going to work in a certain kind of attitude and atmosphere, we can create a much better.
What about stopping working at a job altogether?
Well, I'm not. Well, that makes your life kind of hard, you know?
Uh-huh. So you don't see any other form of support coming in?
You could quit when you get it. I still see it lurking out there, but I don't see it landing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It should have landed already.
Mm-hmm.
Is your Social Security high?
No.
Well, here's what we're saying to you, that there's a first opportunity, not so good, but another job coming, and you will kind of enjoy it. And you can release a job like that when you get your funds. And the funds you've been waiting for are always coming, but they haven't arrived. So I would not take a chance on not working right now, because if you get very depleted, you, like many of us, if we're working and we get tired, sometimes in those phases it's more exhausting to be at home because we're pulled on inside of ourselves. If you could just work for a while longer, you'll make it just fine. And there is money coming ultimately, but there's not money coming right away. And we thought there was.
Sure.
I thought it would be January. I thought it would be February. Then March, you know, now we're in May,
mm-hmm.
for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Are you right. Hearing anything?
Thanks, Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you for calling
Bye.
In. Bye. All right. This is Veronica saying, what do you think about manifesting? What's stopping you? I see somebody out there who's got a really, really, really sad heart. And what, I don't know what's happened, but right in your chest, it looks like you've gotten very depressed and it's really holding back. So how it looks to me when you're in a vibrational situation like that, it looks like it's kind of stainless steel and it's pushing in on your chest, right? And I'm going, oh, and you're sad. I see you saying, I just want a man. I want a partner. And I'm really tired of being alone. But I'll tell you what, when you go out there and you're radiating this concave chest that looks like it's been like that most of your life, and you're well into your late 40s or early 50s now, I'm going, you're not going to meet the right kind of guy if you meet any at all, because how you're radiating is not a calling card that says to somebody who's looking for a really vital relationship, gosh, that'd be, it just will literally cancel out attracting vibrations. Do you understand what I mean? Now let's take a look at, so how do you deal with that? I want to say, well, you can start very simply by, all of you, take a minute, check your own body. Say, I have a dream to do blah, blah. So what is it you want to manifest? I have a dream to have a job. I have a dream to have money coming in without having to have a job. I have a dream to write a book. Let's pick that sort of thing. And my friend out there with the smashed in chest energy, she has a dream to meet somebody. And I want to say this, drop into your body, take a few deep breaths, you guys, and drop into your body and ask, where is the center in your body that the energy of that dream is really strong? And what is it like? And my friend that I've been picking on here, good. She feels two things. She's feeling a pressure in her chest, and her stomach is churning. That's very interesting. Stomach being your personal power center, and I'm looking at the chest going, oh, it feels crushed in your chest, like no creative verve, no assumption. That you're so adorable that you're going to get what you want and you're going to find people falling in love with you and you're going to love, 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 love. I don't get any of that energy with you. You've got to develop that. Isn't it interesting if you finally meet somebody and you're really in love, it's very interesting how many other people start coming on to you. Why is that? Because you're radiating that. People feel so lifted and they want to be a part of that, right? I'm not saying go and run around. I'm just saying it's just a perfect example of being an electrode of love. And my little friend out there, you're not, but you could be. So I want you to drop into your body and really feel it. That's right. Really feel it. Yeah, and then just sit back a little bit more, really feel it. Then ask yourself in your body with its feelings to go way inside of that feeling in the chest and ask what the feeling is underneath it. Because what's going on in your chest is a real defense protecting you. What's going on underneath it is sad and hurt. So if you go in there and you feel that tension, and I'm asking you to feel whichever part of your body talks to you about the manifestation you want to make, go and feel it inside your body and ask to feel what's behind it. And for you, my friend, it's the sad and loss. For someone else, when it's about money, oh, that's interesting. We're going back to Jaya, who was on, and her question is about being able to have enough money not to work. So we're saying, okay, let's see in Jaya's body, in Jaya's energy body, where that rests. Good. Now, for her, it's right in the belly, which tells me it's way down in the subconscious. And Jaya, when I said that for you, there was an exhaustion that came up in you. And I know you're tired, but I would say this exhaustion is more like a bit of a depression. So let's exaggerate that. Everybody, try to see where you have in your body mind doubts about what you're wanting to manifest. Do you want to manifest a new partner, man or woman? Okay. I want you to feel it in your body. And if your body gets tight there, then you know you've got some clearing to do. You don't just put up with it as a fatalistic thing. And then when it comes to the money issue, ask yourself to feel exactly where that money issue is in your body mind. I know. Okay, so I'm talking to energy chakras right now. Because what I'm seeing here is your stomach. Somebody's got her stomach, which is the solar plexus, which is your personal power center. We're talking about money issues. And she's saying, deep down inside, her inner is saying, I don't have enough power to make a decent kind of income. I don't know, you know. Way down deep. It doesn't kind of, what is it? People say, oh, this never happens to me. I never win anything. That's how they talk, right? And that to me is a solar plexus kind of thing. Can you get that? So now let's see another one. I want to, let's see. Somebody here is very just saddened and very lonely. And I want you to look at that loneliness. How many of you have got loneliness? Let's all feel lonely for a minute. And which part of your body talks to you when you're lonely? It's very different for everybody. So some of you I've got, it's in your feet. Isn't that interesting? It's in your feet, and it makes your feet drag. Now, what can you do about that? You can feel it. Exaggerate it. Ask yourself what it's really connected to, and then command total release. Yeah. Somebody else, when I say lonely, has got it in the neck, which is consciousness of self, and way down in the thigh. It's kind of where the thighs are joined to the body. So you've got it way down in the support. In the subconscious, yeah, in the subconscious, way below the conscious, issues of support. You can't really be supported, especially by the feminine, because it seems like it's on the left side. And when I do that, you know, I'm an empath. A lot of you are empaths, right? And what an empath means is that you're somebody who feels other people's feelings. So when I'm saying, feel the loneliness, where is it in your body? I can barely breathe because all of a sudden the energies really got strangely reactive and in my body. I started to feel like really held down. I'm going, whoa. And that's because I was going into this other person's hip joint, you know, the hip joint, most particularly on the left side, unless we're mirroring. Can't always count on us intuitives to be on the same side as you are. Sometimes it's the opposite because you're mirroring. You're looking at me and I'm looking at you. Okay, so let's do another one. I can see that you're all going to phone in by the hundreds, right? Call the number on your screen. I want to hear from you. All right. All right, let's do another one. Let me see what this one is. Okay, this is about creativity. Some of you are really creative. We're talking about manifesting, and you want to manifest something creative. So maybe it's a, something more external, like a new car. Maybe it's a book you want to write. Maybe you want to see that you're going to get the chutzpah to do that sort of thing. So let's feel your creativity. What does your creativity feel like? Good. Now, it's funny because some of you got it right in the solar plexus again. That's interesting. Let's ask one more time. I want to create something. I want to be very creative. Maybe it's my new job. Maybe it's a job where I can stay home and earn money through the internet and through the phone. And I think that might be for you, Jaya. That's a possibility for you, darling. Okay. So where is it in your body? I want to do whatever it is you want to do. And where is it in your body? Okay, it's in your belly and your solar plexus, a combination. Somebody's got it right in the heart as well. And someone else, this is interesting, someone else, his arms are aching like mad, like the bones all the way out. I'm going, pay attention to this. This is a really interesting thing. Because you're very, very creative, and those are messages that can help you see where you block your creativity. And one of the things I'm seeing blocking creativity in several of you here, if not many, is the way you hold in your subconscious, in your belly area, and in your solar plexus, some tremendous resistances because you've been depressed before, disappointed before, because you've already... No, that's not true for everybody, but some of you, you were already born with the kind of knowledge that I have done this before, and it didn't work. So I'm going to try to do it again, but my first memory that pops up is, oh, Lord, it's not going to work, right? So it means you're kind of negative. So when we're talking about creativity, to move the energy that's blocking in the belly and the solar plexus is going to be helpful because then you're going to be much more, ta-da, according to what we started the show with, vibrant. There's a vibrancy coming through you. There we go. Keep it again. We're going to go through the solar plexus energetically. There we are. We're moving it. And then we're filling you with light. Good work. Oh, my goodness. Because if you don't clear some of the stuff, we get plugged in. Isn't that the old line? You get plugged in. And when you're plugged in, you can't really create. Who else is going to phone in? Okay, I'm just going to watch for you and see what you're doing. You know, I was having a wonderful, some of you know this, I was having a wonderful time in Costa Rica. Oh my goodness, it was lovely. It was peaceful. I'm writing away on my book most days, picking mangoes. Yoga, meditation, eating 3 squares a day that somebody else cooked, can you believe it? And writing, which I'm really enjoying doing, and talking to some of you, which was also enjoyable. But I have this funny thing with my body, my knee, I think it's teaching tools, but I think it's because I'm a character and my body moves as quickly and mutably as I do sometimes. But once before, I had a really bad knee, and it was partly because I knew I had to change my life, and I was headed back home from Tucson, and my knee went out, and it was out for 6 weeks. No, 6 months, I'm sorry. They wanted to do surgery, and I had scans and the whole thing, and it's supposed to be a mess, right? So then I go to give a talk and saw a lot of people at an expo in Vancouver, BC. And I went and lay on a biomat for a freebie, you know. I lay on the biomat and she put some strips of the biomat, which is an amethyst, an electronic kind of thing that they put on different parts of your body, or a big mattress that you can lie on. And I really want to get one of these. So I lay down for 20 minutes and went back to my crowded booth and all of, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this one thought. And then we broke down camp, went home. Next morning, got up, no sore knee. And I'll tell the rest of the story later, but you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I'm really glad you called in. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just, you were asking for people, I think, to call in, and I've been listening to your show each week now. I believe it's each week I call in, and I think the last couple of weeks you've been doing the Aumming, the chanting that goes with the chakras, and
yeah.
I love it. It's just beautiful. It just raises my vibration, and
I want to thank you for it. Does it help you manifest better?
Yeah, actually, it just raises the vibration and just makes, I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Manifesting, I think my situation is that all of my needs are met, if you know what I mean. You know, my daily needs and the things that one, I don't know, it's not really needs. I don't think that's probably a good vibrational word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Everything.
I do. So you're happy in your life?
Yes, it's getting better. You had mentioned that you felt someone who might have had a loss, like a loss,
yep.
And was feeling something in their left arm. Their left arm.
Right.
So I was like, wow, I resonate with that.
Well, you were just popping up on my horizon there, girl.
Yeah, so I just wanted to thank you. I have been trying to do some, of course, I meditate several times a day, you know. And
good.
But I had a wow experience last night, and I've been trying
what
to
happened?
Kind of figure it out. Well, okay, so I'm laying down, and you know how you know you're asleep, and you know you're asleep in your bed,
mm-hmm.
But you also know you're dreaming. You know what I'm talking about. Well,
yes, I do.
The strangest thing happened. In my dream, this huge arm came through the ceiling of my home.
Oh, my God.
And as the huge arm, it was huge, a gigantic arm, you know, came through the ceiling of my home, but then I knew I was laying in bed, but then it said, are you ready now? And as soon as I heard that, I woke up in bed. You know what I'm saying? And this huge wave of energy went all the way through my body from my head all the way to my toes, and it felt like just a huge energy wave, but it also happened to my body at the same time. It was a wave, but it was such a huge, huge wave. It was incredible.
Well, how do you feel about it? Like, do you feel like it changed your life at all? Because to me, you've got a big scouring, you've got a big shift.
Yeah, it's evidently a big shift. I had a nice day today when I went in to work because of this arm thing. When I got there, I asked them what I needed to do, and they said, well, this is your lucky day. It's going to be a very easy day for you. And I was like, oh, thank you, God, you know. And I was supposed to work tomorrow, and they said, and you'll have an even easier day tomorrow. And I was like, well, there you go, you know. And but
I'm
was,
not,
trying to figure about this arm and this energy wave, because it was incredible, because it was happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're laying in bed and you've got that awareness, but then you also know you're dreaming. But then in my dream, when I saw the arm coming through the ceiling, but it didn't shoot out any light. I didn't see any light, but I just felt, here it comes. And I'm talking about matter of seconds, and then this huge wave. And then I lay there for a few minutes. And then I started hearing some noises in the house, you know, in my bedroom and in my meditation room. So naturally, I got up to see, you know, what spirits were about. Nothing negative. Don't get that situation. But just tried to see if something kind of moved around the house a little bit. You know what I mean? To see if there was a major change. I think so. There were a few little things that looked off kilter, and I thought, well, it's a good thing, though. It's a good thing, because I enjoy, or I'm beginning to enjoy mediumship now, you know.
Oh, good. So you're doing that, are you?
Well, just with a certain person, yes. Yes, I am doing that now, and it's really, but I thought that was just really incredible. And when you said something about creativity and the left arm, I thought, oh, she's getting that. That's so cool.
So, and the left arm was not connected to anyone that you could see the whole person.
No, it's my left arm that I'm having pain with. But this, but I've been asking, you know, for, meditation, you know, healing, you know. But then,
happened is since you had that experience, is your arm a little better?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact.
I think you just got a multidimensional healing visit, and I really like that.
Yeah. You know? So you had brought that up, and then. Of course, I was led to your show tonight, and just real. And I listen to it each week, and I really enjoy what you're doing with the vibrational sounds that match, you know, the chakras. And I particularly like the indigo, you know, that particular one with third eye.
Oh, good. Well, and I have to go now because the show is over now, but I'm really grateful that you called in. I was whining. I wanted more people to call, and there you are. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, and I hope you have a blessed evening, and thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you so much, and you. Keep going.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, that was a wonderful call. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you for tuning in to Radiance by Design, and keep me posted. VeronicaEntwistle.com is my website, and there's an Ask Veronica button. You can just tell me how you're feeling, what's up, ask a question, book an appointment, suggest guests for Paradigm Shifters, or just say howdy do, that's all. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Many blessings, everyone. Let's take a deep, deep load of wonderful light from all the guides and angels with a breath and send it out to one another. Many blessings. Good night. Thank you.